Good morning. It's Wednesday, June 24th. You're listening to South Carolina Public Radio.org. I'm Linda Nunez with this morning's South Carolina headlines. Several hundred people gathered in Charleston's Marion Square early this morning to watch the removal of a statue of former Vice President and slavery advocate John C. Calhoun. Just before 1 a.m., workers using cranes began to bring the statue down from its 100-foot monument. In the wake of protests and unrest, City Council's members yesterday unanimously voted 13-0 to remove the statue and to place it permanently at an appropriate site where it will be protected and preserved. The City of Columbia has now joined the City of Greenville in requiring its residents to wear face masks in public to help prevent the spread of the coronavirus. The state newspaper is reporting the decision was made after a nearly four-hour emergency session yesterday. Columbia City Council members voted 6-1, with Councilmember Daniel Wickenman being the lone dissenter, who said wearing of masks should be an educational process. Employees of all businesses in the City of Columbia will also be required to wear masks. The penalty for noncompliance will first be a warning, then a fine of up to $25. Business owners who don't comply could be fined up to $100 for each day of offense. The new law goes into effect this Friday at 6 a.m. and lasts for 60 days. People are flocking to South Carolina's beaches for vacation after being cooped up by COVID-19 for months. But the coronavirus is taking no vacation. The state now has the fourth highest new infection rate in the nation when adjusted for population, just trailing Arizona, Arkansas, and Alabama. One hotspot is around Myrtle Beach, which has seen COVID-19 cases jump from less than 300 at the start of June to nearly 1,600. And that only counts for residents of Horry County, not visitors who get the virus on vacation. Many entrepreneurs fear that more infections could result in bad publicity that hurts business. Patrons of restaurants in the state will soon know if a restaurant is following all health and safety guidelines in light of the COVID-19 pandemic. Yesterday, South Carolina Governor Henry McMaster announced the Palmetto Priority Program. It allows restaurants to display a seal showing they're meeting all of the recommendations to keep customers safe, such as servers wearing masks, proper distancing of tables, and extensive sanitizing. McMaster says DHEC and the South Carolina Restaurant and Lodging Association are participating in the program.
I would recommend people, once this program begins and once the decals are available, if you go into a restaurant and it doesn't have this decal, it doesn't have this seal, go somewhere else.
The Palmetto Priority Program is modeled after one in Greenville. DHEC will verify and monitor restaurants participating in the program. The Department of Defense has announced five Defense Production Act Title III actions to help defense critical workforces in shipbuilding, aircraft manufacturing, and clothing and textiles during the COVID-19 pandemic. One of those actions is the DoD entering a $55 million agreement with W International in Goose Creek to strengthen the U.S. Navy's nuclear shipbuilding industry. The investment will support capital projects to maintain and support capacity, workflow improvements, and workforce development. The South Carolina Senate has unanimously approved a plan to spend about $1.2 billion in federal relief money to combat COVID-19. The plan will reimburse a trust fund to pay for unemployment benefits, covers the cost for an extra week of school for many students, and also pays for a stockpile of protective equipment for a future pandemic. Clusters of strong thunderstorms are possible statewide this afternoon. Meteorologist Ray Hawthorne says a few of the storms may produce pockets of wind damage.
Several upper air disturbances will approach us from the Gulf Coast states. These disturbances should increase the upper level winds, which encourage storms to become better organized than typical summertime storms.
Hawthorne says these storms are possible anywhere in the state, but are somewhat more likely in the Midlands, PD, and Low Country after 2 p.m. Those are your morning headlines from the Palmetto State. You've been listening to South Carolina Public Radio.org.